Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For the past 20 years and change, music lovers have gathered around lunchtime at Westminster Presbyterian across from the state capitol. The tradition is called Music at Noon. It's a free series that has become an institution in Sacramento music culture for over two decades. This week, Music at Noon is celebrating a pretty big milestone, 1,000 lunchtime performances. And headlining this moment are familiar voices to Cap Radio Music. We have midday classical host Jennifer Reason and classical coordinator Mike Nelson. They will be performing at Music at Noon this Wednesday, May 15th. Jennifer and Mike, join us now. Welcome.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi there.
Gosh, 1,000. Okay, Jennifer, what is the history of Music at Noon?
This is incredible. You know, Brad Slocum is an incredible host. He's been hosting it since its iteration. And there was a time where wait lists for musicians to play at this concert series exceeded 3 or 4 years. So it's just really a staple. You can bring your lunch. People come by busload from places like Eschaton. You know, it's just everybody's there. And it's just a great celebration of music. And it's free. There's nothing like it. So,
and I mean, that just kind of underscores this has really become a source of pride for local musicians if
absolutely.
You get to be part of Music at Noon.
Absolutely. The wait is long, but it's absolutely worth it. It's a gorgeous instrument, gorgeous space, and we're lucky to have it.
Mike, have you been to a Music at Noon?
I have. I've been to a couple. I performed actually with Jen back in May?
I think a year ago.
Was it that long ago already?
I know.
The days feel long, time goes by fast.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, Mike, tell us about your musical background.
So I'm a French horn player. I've been doing that since I saw Star Wars in middle school, actually, and wanted to sound like the screen. So horn, yay. Went to school for that. I was a horn professor up in Montana for a while, and now I'm the morning host here at Cap Radio.
And you still perform here. What do you love about performing in Sacramento?
It's awesome. The audiences are super enthusiastic, always excited to see me. I mean, it's fun to have the Cap Radio connection. They're like, I know what you look like now. And I'm pointing now. It's really gratifying. They're always so interested in whatever phenomenally nerdy thing I have to say about the horn or like long ago music. It's a really fun connection.
What I love about the Cap Radio Music Department is not only are you colleagues here at Cap Radio at Sac State, but you all play together regularly. That's awesome.
We're lucky. I mean, it's really incredible. It's so much fun.
It is, absolutely. I mean, that's how Jen and I first met, was performing together.
That is great. Well, Jennifer, I mean, what went into you headlining this big event, 1,000 performances?
Gosh, you know, I just feel so incredibly lucky again and honored to be trusted with this milestone. It actually was a twist of fate. I'm on a repeating date now because I've been playing for it long enough. So they let me come back in intervals like 1 or 2 years. And it just happened to fall on the 1,000th day. And here we are.
Who else is joining you?
I've asked 8 guest artists to join me on stage. And there is some of Sacramento's finest. It's all people who have been featured on the concert throughout the years. So it's really going to be a party up there.
We're going to take a listen to some of the artists that are going to be joining you. Let's start off with Louis Ferranc, the piano trio.
Yeah, this is Louis Ferranc. She's a French composer from the very early 1800s. And this is for piano, flute, and cello.
First meet.
Tim and Kathy and I were actually playing in that trio, so we will do the whole thing. There's four movements. We met a long time ago at Sac State, and gosh, almost 20 years, I think.
I would think, Mike, since the time you've been here in Sacramento and obviously playing here with local musicians, it just seems like it's such a tight-knit community.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone knows everyone, which has been really great because I'm pretty new to Sacramento. I guess it's been almost 3 years now, but still pretty new. So I knew Jen from being here. And then from there, she knows everyone and everyone else knows everyone, too. Yeah. So that's how I get to meet other people like Tim and Kathy, who are performing with Jen on that particular piece. It's just amazing how tight-knit the musicians are. And I think that really draws the community and the audience as well, because everyone just sees everyone. Like, the audience sees the performers all having fun on stage, mm-hmm. and the performers all see the audience like, oh, they're having fun, too. Let's feed off that.
All right, let's move on to the next artist. This is Ricky Ian Gordon.
Yes, he composed a piece called Joy, and this is Carrie Hennessy singing.
Not expecting that voice.
Oh, I know. She's stunning. A soaring soprano.
Truly, yes. Mm-hmm.
So the next artist is Eric Iwazin, and it's the piano, flute, horn trio, which means, Mike, you're going to be part of that one.
I will be on that one.
What goes into preparing for something like this?
Trying to get into the sound world of the composer. Eric Iwazin, especially, I always think it's like he grew up in the Shire from Lord of the Rings. All of his music somehow sounds like it should be from this beautiful Ireland and New Zealand hybrid that doesn't exist. So I try to put myself into that sound world and like look at what it looks like and then just soar above it with the horn sound.
Well, let's take a listen. Way to paint the visual, Mike.
Oh, didn't you feel it?
You delivered for me, really. Yeah.
Seriously. The last artist I'm going to have you say the song title. I love it, Jennifer. It is Daniel Bernard Romaine. Mm-hmm. The song is
Fast Black Dance Machine.
variety that Music at Noon has.
Yeah, you know, I've tried to really honor that. They have a tradition of having such a broad scope of music, from jazz to classical to Indian to Irish, you know, to whatever it is. So I tried to have a lineup of musicians and piece selections that honored that tradition.
So it's happening this Wednesday, May 15th. If someone's listening to this, they want to go for the first time, what do they need to know?
That, you know, get there a little early. There's a parking lot behind the church that's free. It does tend to fill up because it's free parking downtown. But this is Westminster Presbyterian on N Street. You can bring your lunch and you don't need a ticket. You can just walk right in.
It's free.
It's free.
Well, Mike and Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That is Cap Radio Midday classical host Jennifer Reason and classical coordinator Mike Nelson. They will be performing at Music at Noon on Wednesday, May 15th at Westminster Presbyterian across from the state capitol. The concert series is free, and on Wednesday, they're celebrating 1,000 performances. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify, wherever really you get your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.